Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, last one before Christmas.
Which was a horrible shock to me because I haven't sorted out Ben's Christmas present.
What was it?
I thought I had one more week.
What was it going
to
be?
Well, I'm going to send it to him, so I don't want to tell him what it is because otherwise it'll ruin the surprise.
Have you written a list, Ben?
Have you been good is the real question.
You think he has.
I think, of course.
You think Ben's been good. You think, I think, for example, my mic's too high today. I don't think you should get a present. Is this all right? Really? It's just like, okay, fine. It's
just
right in my face.
Speak in the general direction.
Can I put it a bit down? Because you think that we just, any old shit we say and he just turns it into a wonderful podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Ben, what's the budget for his present?
Ben is the audio fairy. What?
What's the budget for Ben's present?
Well, I've wait and see, and I can't remember how much the things that I want to get him cost.
Is it socks?
No, it's quite close though.
Is it? Is it a woolly hat?
Maybe.
And a muffler? Is it matching?
Maybe.
I tell you what, remember, buy it on the company card.
Fine.
We don't have to pay tax on presents for Ben.
Noted.
And while you're doing it, put all the ones for your mum and the kids and stuff on the company card
I'm
as well.
I'm not getting them presents.
Okay. Got any Christmas-related stories?
Well, you know the story that had made me most angry this week and the one that I most want to talk about.
Which is?
Which is the Marie Claire Australia story.
Ah. You read Marie Claire Australia a lot, do you?
I do not read Marie Claire
Australia. No, but you have a husband who Googles himself. Yeah.
I am very, very angry with Marie Claire Australia. Shall I explain the genesis of this? It's quite long, but maybe we can whiz through it.
At a time when I would set it up with my inimitable broadcasting.
Sorry, my cough is very bad today. I don't know why. Carry on. You would set it up in your inimitable.
I know. I just literally. So let's start the thing, and I just open my mouth, and you have to cough.
Sorry. Go.
Look, so we are. It is in the time of royal stories. You know, there's Meg and Harry were waiting for the second bunch of three to drop, and Harry's been going, they lie to protect him, talking about his brother and all that, and it's like royal reporting and what's okay and what's not and everything. There's a story in Marie Claire Australia that posted yesterday. Everything to know about the affair rumours that surrounded Prince William in 2019. First of all, sentence.
And also, it's a four-year-old story. Is it 4 years?
Or 3 years.
Three-year-old story. Three-year-old story, Marie Claire. Get a grip. Get a fucking grip.
And then what a headline. Everything to know about the... Doesn't even say everything you need to know. Anyway, according to an unnamed source who spoke to The Sun, blah, 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 blah. They're all saying William's had an affair. Then topping it all off was British socialite Giles Corran, known for being a pot stirrer, who wrote a tweet claiming, yes, it is an affair. I haven't read the piece, but I know about the affair. Sorry, and I was brought up short, and yes, I was looking at how I was going down in the press last week, and I found this. There is this rumour about Prince William having an affair with this woman that has gone on for 3 years, and I have seen it online. It's been in Cosmopolitan, it was briefly on the Mail online and came down, but it goes all over the internet. He's having this affair, confirmed by either royal reporter Giles Corran or British socialite Giles Corran, but now it's in actual Marie Claire, and a journalist hasn't bothered to check it. I'm a number of things. I'm not a socialite. So what actually happened? And what actually happened was that I've got a date here, the 26th January, February, March, the 26th of March 2019, very nearly 4 years ago, Hadley Freeman, a journalist and my friend, then shackled to the awful Corbynite scum, gender-denying fuckwits at The Guardian and barely able to write anything. Now, of course, a star of the Sunday Times and free to tell it like it is. Hadley tweeted, I would really like someone to explain to me, a gauche, clueless American, what the coded insinuation is in all the coverage of this story about Prince William and an alleged woman. Has there been an affair? Some other beheading-worthy events? Just spell it out, for God's sake. And I, thumbing through Twitter in a taxi, drunk, replied, yes, it is an affair. I haven't read the piece, but I know about the affair. Everyone knows about the affair, darling, even us Jews. Although, admittedly, I'm quite a posh Jew, if such a thing exists. Okay, I mean, there's no capital letters. I've written about the affair, T-H-E-E, which appears in all the quotes. I've gone, oh, I'm a Jew. You know, I'm just, and that's it. Replying to a friend, knowing nothing. Yes, there's been an affair. Now it's appeared in Australian Marie Claire, and it seems to make you angrier than it makes me about the state of journalism.
It makes me unbelievably angry. I was shaking with anger about the whole thing for loads and loads of reasons. The primary reason is that I don't like it when people say that journalists are lazy and shit. But I get it. And the only thing that you can do as a journalist is not to be lazy and shit. Okay, and it makes me very, very angry when I see other journalists being lazy and shit in this way. You and I both know, you and I, when we were younger, had to do this sort of reporting. You write a story about someone and then you fucking ring them or you email them or you DM them and then you wait an hour and after that, you're free to kind of go for it. I don't think, and I don't want to name that journalist.
Why not?
No, because she's young and she doesn't deserve it. It's fine. And I think she's probably learned her lesson. I don't think she even knew that that's what you were supposed to do. I don't think, I blame her digital editor for not saying.
Name the digital editor?
No. Don't name any of them. They don't fucking deserve it. It's just Marie Claire Australia. You're in my fucking bad books. Famous people are scary. When I worked at the Evening Standard and I wrote stories about people, I had to ring them. I had to ring Carol Thatcher. I had to ring Antonia Fraser. I had to
ring. You didn't ring me.
I had to ring Philip. That wasn't my story. I was the source. That wasn't my fucking story. That was up to Andrew Neither to call you, and he didn't because he was too scared, okay? If you don't
Readers,
want...
Listeners may not be aware that my name was dragged through the mud in the Evening Standard.
Yeah, I sold a story
by a journalist called Esther Walker, who I punished later by marrying her.
Yeah. I was annoyed you were engaged to someone else, so I sold a story about you to the Evening Standard. Maybe and you went, and they didn't ring you, and you went fucking mental, as you rightly would have done. Now, stop interrupting me, okay? So they don't want to ring famous... Cause I had to ring all of those famous people to stand up stories, and they were all mean and rude, and it was a horrible experience, okay? But I fucking did it. And that's why I do a job where I don't have to do it anymore. Next story. I like my GCHQ What Do Reels Buys Do story, but you're... No, you want to see something Christmassy.
No, tell me... Well, I'm wearing my reindeer dealy boppers, so... What else could I really do?
So, Mince Spies is the headline in the Daily Mail. GCHQ sets fiendish festive quiz for all budding Bonds. Now, obviously, this quiz is like much too hard.
But hey, can I just say, this is GCHQ, this is like this is about spying. Can we just park the business of Bond?
Why?
James Bond wasn't a spy.
But he is
He didn't have to do... James Bond wasn't a spy. He was an assassin. He was licensed to kill, not licensed to Sudoku. He was a guy. James Bond was sent out by MI Foreign, whichever one it is, five
MI
or six,
six.
To go and assassinate evil people. So he wasn't a spy, and they always call him a spy.
That's not true. He was licensed.
He didn't work for 25 years as a cleaner in the Kremlin, speaking Russian and living in a cold flat, and having. With sex with his friends from Cambridge while he waited for the Cold War to end. He went out and went swimming with Ursula Andress and shot people and drove
Which is why this quiz is completely inappropriate. Okay, fine. So it's got this... Let's just quickly run through the question. There's a question here on languages. If a French aleurophile fancies a chat, what does a Polish sinophile fancy? I don't know.
But you can't even read. Hand me this
analysis.
Well, a sinophile is someone who loves the Japanese.
Is it? S-C-Y-N.
No, that's... S-I-N is that. So a sinophile is someone who likes the colour blue.
Signets?
He likes cynicism.
Mm. Yeah, no.
Or does he?
You know, and then there's like engineering and there's a series of kind of cogs and you have to turn them to kind of... Like, James, this is not... Also, James Bond was a spy. He was licensed to shoot people while he was on his mission to find the secret little Gubbins device that he had to transport back, which would entitle him to shoot people all the way in the way.
Oh, you mean the nuclear bomb hidden in a Fabergé egg?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. He was never... They didn't say, listen, go and take out
Goldfinger. Yeah, they did. That's basically what they did. He's basically not a spy. He was not passing intelligence from one side to another. He wasn't getting information.
Well, it's a jolly good thing, because I don't think Daniel Craig could have done any of these.
He wouldn't have made 27 very good films either.
No. Okay, so you don't want to...
Well, I don't know. We could do a Christmas quiz, a festive quiz, but everyone does that, don't they? When they
Yeah. Well, they draft in Olaf Bjortomt to just write a kind of a head-scratching quiz.
The Fiendish Christmas card puzzle is designed for children aged 11 to 18, but classes can also work as a team to solve the seemingly impossible quiz.
I don't think our children could do
Quizino Royale. Daniel Craig as Bond, it says in the thing.
All right, okay, fine. So you don't... You're just not on board with my idea of, like...
What, for French, Iurophile, that I think I is garlic, so he probably likes garlic, and therefore Polish...
No, but fancies a chat. What? It says, if a French Ianophile fancies a chat, what does a Polish Sinophile fancy?
Where are the answers?
There aren't any answers. You have to follow GCSQ...
To follow GCHQ on Instagram, where they steal all your data. And if, I mean, literally, if anybody can do it, I'd rather follow Facebook.
Fair enough.
Vegan... Okay, here's a story. Vegan sorry for the Anne Frankfurter. A vegan caterer has apologised for naming a plant-based hot dog Anne Frankfurter after a backlash from the...
Jews?
Funnily enough, the Jewish community. No, the hot dog community. But the... Maria Finn, owner of the Viva Veggie Van, a catering business in the West Midlands, said she'd never meant to upset anyone. After an image of a menu featuring the dish was shared online, the £7 hot dog provoked anger from Twitter fans. Finn said, I can't believe what's happened. He was just playing with words, something to stand out. This business is me and my daughter. Anne Frank was from Germany, from Frankfurt, and she didn't eat meat. I mean, so she's called the Anne Frankfurter. The fact that it was served with a side portion of Ausfus chips is... That's the joke I wanted to make. I don't see that mine is any more tasteless. Tamargetto ketchup.
Oh, fucking hell.
I'm going with this.
But do you think it's okay to make... I know that you're Jewish. Like, we all know you're Jewish. But do you think it's okay to make jokes like that, even if you're Jewish? I don't. I think it's really poor taste.
The quarter
shekel. No, let's stop.
There'll be more from Esther and me in our kitchen after a short interlude. But to find out what I wrote about in the end, why not pick up a subscription to The Times and The Sunday Times and enjoy 1 month absolutely free? Just search thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran has no idea. I've been promised that this will take you to an amazing offer, rather than just a website created by Ben randomly containing all my broadcasting mistakes. Although I'm sure that exists somewhere, it's just going to be up to you to find it.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Poundland is going to change its name because of inflation.
Oh, it's not going to change its name. Sorry.
It should change its name.
That's my joke. I fucked it. The story completely. In the paper says most things at Poundland now cost more than a pound.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, like, what are you going to call it? £1.50 land? Because there's a thing in America, the five and dime, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's most famously in the summer of 69, the Bryan Adams song. The five and dime. And obviously, that's where things cost either five cents or 10 cents. I guess in them now, it can't possibly, because that's like 2p.
Like penny sweets. Penny sweets are about fiver each now.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Do they still have penny chews?
Yeah.
What does a cola chew cost?
Well, you don't buy them singly anymore, so you buy them, you do them by weight. Anywhere that sells them now does them by weight. Lots of places don't do them because they're so unbelievably unsanitary, if you think about it.
So you can't hand over a really filthy, worthless coin and receive a wee-stained, bendy sweet that thousands of children have liked.
When I was little, which is the kind of thing that old people say, but when I was little, you could still buy half penny sweets. There were still half peas around. Anyway.
When I was little, you could buy farthing sweets.
No, really?
No, not really. Fuck off. You could get a hogshead of them for a guinea. Although, speaking of Poundland, I went to Selfridges. This inflation thing turns out to be true.
Everything is so expensive.
Because, look, we have a double income family. We paid off our mortgage. When I got a child in a comprehensive, it's our outgoings are almost zero. The milk in Ben's tea is about our only definite weekly outgoing. And so, inflation, I wouldn't massively notice. I mean, I noticed, look, our fuel is absurd. I mean, it always was ridiculous how much electricity and gas was. I pay a monthly direct debit of, I think, £650. Mm. I don't want to think, what's that, £8,000 a year? Yeah, that is bad. Yeah. But you don't see it. So basically, I went into Selfridges and I went to buy some Christmas shopping and everything was just so expensive. I sort of think being quite lavish, sort of 30 quid, there you go, and they go £240.
Everything is £175.
And I bought... things for you, so I can't say, but although you asked me to get them, so you know what they
don't
are.
Don't tell me, I've forgotten what they are.
Brilliant. Well, I bought them and they were fucking expensive.
Really expensive, yeah.
And the only thing that, and then Kitty wanted a reindeer decoration to hang on the Christmas tree, and I went, okay. And it was just a reindeer, like made of like a wood sticky reindeer thing, £19. And
what?
Oh my God!
No! Don't, no, it's not true.
What?
Is it true?
Yes.
He's been picked?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Explain.
Oh, little boy.
Do you want to pick him up so you can tell him?
I've got to go. Oh no, I want to tell him, but I can't pick him up because I'm going out for lunch.
I won't tell him. I'll let you tell him.
Little boy.
Oh, we're going to have to cry
now. It's from my friend Louise Jones, who runs North London Cricket Club, who's obviously on top of everything. Congratulations to Sam. Very well-deserved borough place. So there is a stage in a boy's cricketing career after he's played for his club where there is a possibility of playing for the borough, which is a division of the county, in our case Middlesex. Sam was selected for his leg spin, bowling, his batting by the club to go forward for the trials. And I took him to the trial on Sunday and he came back and he said, oh, I think it went pretty well, Dad. I mean, I bowled a couple of pies, but, you know, I got a couple of them to really turn. And then we've just found out that Sam has been picked for the borough in a week when England cricket has triumphed, won in Pakistan, a tour there for the first time ever. Ben Stokes will be looking for a leg spinner and Sam has been picked. Oh, my God. Wow. That's... When shall I? So you don't. Can I tell him?
Of course.
Because he won't ask, and then I can tell him tonight. Oh my God! Oh my God! Sam's. I can't tell you. I mean, I've been playing cricket with that boy since he was one and a half.
Yeah.
With a little autograph bat, tossing him a sort of foam ball and him whacking it, and he's been picked for the East London Borough, which is a division of Middlesex, and
You are going to spend the rest of your life in the car.
Oh my God. I had to leave him there. I had to leave him. He's only nine. I had to leave him in this massive hall.
Yes, because they've met sport dads before. They want you to go away and come back later.
He's going to be so pleased. He's just not going to
fucking
believe
it. He is going to be really pleased. He does have, like all sportsmen, you know, everything's quite binary to him, sort of winning and losing. And that's one of the problem with like sportsmen later is that they can't really deal with ambiguously have I won or have I lost situations because they're trained that it's either a win or a loss. I think cricket is probably slightly different.
I can't hear anything. All I can think about is cricket. I can't believe Sam got into the borough. And I'm thinking about a conversation Sam had with his mate, who I'll call Jim, with his mate Jim, who plays with him, and they both went for a trial. And I was saying to him last night, or two nights ago, so how would you feel if Jim gets picked and you don't get picked? And he said, I'll be pretty gutted. But if I do get picked, I hope that Jim's picked because it'll make it better.
I mean, it's a blessing and a curse, though, isn't it?
This is like 10 more cricket matches I have to drive him to next summer. It's 10 more matches he doesn't want to go to because he's scared.
Oh, God, what a bore. Driving to a cricket match in the summer and lazing about picking your nose while your son plays cricket. I've taken him to the nets. I know how nice it is, as long as you've got a Claritin allergy. It's fine. It's quite nice. Way better than... I mean, if you're going to play anything, it's better than football because football's just like, bleh, too intense, too high stakes. Everyone's really like aggressive and mad. Tennis, boring. Swimming, boring.
Golf wankers.
Cricket, great. Sandwiches, flask of tea. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lifestyle. This is
my, I've got to say, it's my retirement plan. I want Sam to be a cricketer and I want him to play for England while I'm sitting in Lord's swilling claret and watching. And this is the first rung on the ladder.
Yeah, no pressure, Sammy.
Yeah.
Cambridge Dictionary definition of a woman, other things that need to be redefined? No.
I was quite tickled with a story a little bit earlier in the week about dad trainers. Did you see this?
Yeah, dad trainers come around every now and again.
Pour cold water on my story. That's exactly what you say. Go on.
That's because I am your nemesis. And I am the one that you have to get a story past. Continue.
But I will continue with my hubris, despite your nemesis.
Excellent.
And through some catharsis, mm-hmm. this piece will be a piece of piss. It's a joke right from the Asterix school of...
It sure is.
Dad's trainer set the pace in high street style. From £615 for a Gucci pair to £1,300 for Christian Louboutin's rhinestone dazzlers. I bought you a pair of Louboutin trainers once. They had red soles.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
They were.
Fucking did.
Oh, and I sent them back.
You just deny it!
I forgot because I sent them back.
You're such a bitch.
I know. I never said I wasn't.
You're saying no, I didn't, because you remember that I bought you the Chanel trainers, and they were acceptable.
Yeah.
But the Louboutins were not acceptable when you sent them back.
They were
I'd have bought you some proper sexy Louboutins, but your feet are too fucked, so I had to get you the trainers.
Yeah.
That sounded meaner than I meant.
Like so much of what comes out of your mouth, darling.
Like my entire internet output.
Entire life is meaner
than I meant.
Prince
William is cursing my name.
Yeah.
Because the wrong shit always comes.
Oh my God, you're so annoying. I really wanted to meet the Princess of Wales.
Can you believe the future king hates me because...
Oh, he's so fucking typical of you. Anyway, go on.
Okay, look, from 615 for Gucci, 1300 for Louboutins, trainers are no longer simply for sports fans. Okay, fuck off. I mean,
they're no longer for sports fans.
But for
50 years.
People have collections of them. Yeah. Didn't Jay-Z sell his collection for £1 billion or something? Perhaps that's why the coolest styles now look more like something you might put onto walk the dog, and suddenly dad trainers are hip. The model Bella Hadid, blah blah blah. The point is, fashion editors use the term to describe the mesh panelled lace-ups worn by hip millennials. So it's obviously cool trainers are cool trainers, but these are not. Look at those. Those are like Asics. Those are like the shoes that I run in. Those are mesh, really ugly. They're not even Seinfeld trainers.
No, but those are the ones that everyone's wearing, though.
Haute couture fans seek these styles made by these people.
But
the hip go for the real deal. She's used hip twice. I mean, it's so unhip.
Don't mention who she is. I'm not going to.
Okay. But the hip go for the real deal brands, such as Nike and Asics.
Yeah, Nike and Asics. They're having a real...
So the point is, okay, I want to say... Okay, it's all very well, you fashion people, Bella Hadid and whatever, wear my trainers.
Mm-hmm.
What about the rest of my wardrobe? Why aren't you wearing dad pants?
They are.
With a strained gusset and unmovable skid marks.
Oh, okay.
Dad socks. Have they got dad socks underneath?
Yes,
mismatched with worn through to the heel.
Oh, I see what you mean.
As far as it does, they're just clothes. When they become old and shit and worn through, they become, first of all, sports kit, and then they become pyjamas.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, any shirt, if you think of our old teacher, Jim Cogan. Jim Cogan, my sort of beloved English and cricket teacher at school, he used to play cricket, for example, he'd play football in an old suit. Once a suit has got, you'd cut off the knees and the sleeves of the jacket and put it on because it still had 30 years left in it for running about playing football. Public school, Boris Johnson, when he would go jogging.
But that's people performative snobbery, it really
do
is.
Do you think?
Yes, I do.
Well, I don't know that it is. I just go running in like dad, I don't know, dad.
There's all this nonsense talked about dad clothes, when what they're talking about are box fresh, lovely Essex trainers with little gold and stuff. Okay, let's talk about what actual dad clothes are. Your sweater that you're wearing now, you would probably call that a dad sweater, but all the teens at Kitty's school, they're all wearing sweaters like that, way too big with like all their holes in them and stuff. So that's actually, they've got it right in that regard.
But have they got holes all in the front from where it's caught on their belt?
I haven't looked that. You're not supposed to get that close to teenage girls, so I haven't actually looked. That
gone and staring at their groins, I suppose.
Exactly.
This is, well, I've got two of this very one. This isn't the one with elbow patches on, but I had absolutely, and I had them put on by Hassan up at the dry cleaners, and it cost I think 28. Oh God.
Sorry, I actually breathed something in then.
Air! You breathed in air!
No, it was a little bit dust or something. So I'm feeling a bit fragile because I fell over on the way back from the school run today and really hurt myself. And I had to be helped up by a passing gentleman.
You coughed in his face.
Sorry.
No, it's all right, darling. I love you. It's fine. It wouldn't be the same without the coughing and the spluttering.
Ben does a very good job of cutting it all out, though. The really bad coughs he just kind of eradicates.
Okay, have you got anything else? I've got some other things.
Well, there's the essay that those people wrote about.
Oh, sorry,
their own house.
I could tie that into Camilla going charity shopping.
For dad clothes.
For dad clothes.
Yeah.
She says...
She strikes me as someone who would quite like a bit of a holy jumper.
Well, she says she's picked up some nice pieces. Mm. So maybe she's like some vintage stuff or I don't know what.
My favourite coat I got in a charity shop. That camouflage Parker.
A nice
love
positive
it.
Royal story for me to get back into their good books.
Yeah, forget it.
Sorry, you were about to say something.
No, I wasn't.
Really? You were, I interrupted you.
No, you just heard me wittering on and you thought I was about to say something.
Well,
actually,
about to
I finished talking.
Sorry, you were clearing your throat.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, Brighton University has suggested that staff refer to Christmas as...
Isn't it something like the winter temporary break?
The winter closure period.
The winter closure period.
The winter closure period to avoid offending students and others who are not Christian. I mean, I went to university. I'm not Christian. In my class, just thinking about it, there were two Muslims in my group of 11 English students and a couple of really devout Christians. I mean, it was the Christmas holidays. They were not offended.
No, and I've got to say, if you move to Delhi... The thing that would be really fucking exciting would be Diwali and people putting on clothes and letting off fireworks and eating yummy food. What if they'd said, you know, thank you, happy. When is Diwali? It's kind of November, isn't it? Happy November halting.
Oh yeah.
You'd be going fucking hell. I've moved to Delhi. I'm into this shit.
I tell you what, I'm fucking offended by the Chinese New Year. Well, those fucking dragons make me feel really othered. Because you could tie the winter closure period, you could tie that in with the fact that a new Cambridge Online Dictionary defines a woman as anyone who says they're a woman,
yeah,
isn't it?
Well, they've also changed man as well.
It's no longer... Yeah, exactly. So if you took... You know, we've got a whole new words thing. We've got... You can't call Christmas Christmas. The dictionary defines
December
a woman.
Halting.
So then you could do the nativity with that.
Yeah.
Or you could do Christmas carols.
Little municipal area of Bethlehem, we think.
We need brackets. One with... what's this? What's the one with the word Christmas in?
Oh.
For Jesus Christ was born
on Christmas,
Christmas was born on winter closure day.
Yeah, exactly. God rest you, Mary. For Jesus Christ, our maybe Saviour, not sure what everyone.
Jesus Christ, a historical figure who's vaguely acknowledged and appears in some Roman stuff, but obviously was born on winter closure time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to one and all, except the fucking builders.
Yeah.
Going. Actually, no, Merry Christmas to the builders. They're lovely, they're Brazilian, and they're probably going to have a much better Christmas than us.
Merry Christmas, one and all.
Merry Christmas, one and all. God bless us, everyone. You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Wireless Studios production for The Times, produced by Ben Mitchell. You can listen to us on the Times Radio app or download from wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Off Air, the podcast with Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
You eat cheese in the sink?
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no.
How would that go in the booth?
Badly. Go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times radio app.